Thank you and good morning. The California legislature had a busy 2014 and passed hundreds of bills that were signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. The price for eggs is expected to rise in the coming year now that egg distributors in the state must purchase eggs from henhouse operators who conform to new standards in the space chickens must be afforded in commercial henhouse operations. California's initiative process has been amended. The window to collect signatures has been extended. Backers of an initiative can now withdraw the initiative from a ballot. A mandated public review has been instituted, and the legislature will now hold hearings on pending initiatives. Football practices will be held under a new law that limits full contact practices by high school and youth teams to 2 per week in an effort to protect young players from head injuries. Schools must have at least 1 epinephrine auto-injector on the premises in the case of a dangerous allergic reaction with a student. And dogs will now be allowed in restaurants if the owners allow it or if local ordinances allow it as well. There is no longer a statewide ban on dogs in restaurants. Ferndale police arrested a Eureka man in the early morning hours on Wednesday following a traffic stop on Highway 211. The officer pulled over a vehicle driven by 52-year-old John Douglas Goodrich for a license plate violation. He had an out-of-date registration. A search of Goodrich's vehicle turned up a small amount of meth packaged for sale, along with other items that pointed to drug sales activity, and also determined that Goodrich was driving under the influence of a controlled substance. Goodrich was booked for possession, possession for sale, and DUI. Eureka police have targeted 2 suspects. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department is looking for help from the community in locating 2 people who have high priority on the department's most wanted list. 36-year-old Eureka resident Jason Olmholt is wanted on felony warrants for vehicle theft, assault with a deadly weapon, and evading police, and a misdemeanor warrant for driving under the influence. The other person, 24-year-old Eureka resident Mashandra Washington, is wanted for battery. Both suspects are believed to be responsible for a string of daytime residential burglaries that have been occurring throughout Eureka.
Thank you, Jordan. With a very wet December, there's been a lot of talk about the lessening of severe drought conditions throughout the state of California. But a lot more rain, and for those further to the south, a lot more snow, will be needed before drought conditions are erased. If 2013 was a dry year in our region, and according to the National Weather Service, it was an extraordinarily dry year, 2014 rainfall totals were much closer to historical norms. The Weather Service recorded just over 37 inches of rain in Eureka in 2014, 3 inches under its average of 40 inches per year. Ukiah was close to its average as well after 35 inches of rain were recorded, and in Crescent City, the rainfall totals were more than 45 inches, still well short of Del Norte County's average of more than 60 inches of rain per year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2014 brought changes to county law enforcement, and 2015 will bring more changes as well. The passage of AB 47 means that former felony charges will be reduced to misdemeanors in an effort to reduce the state's prison population. And combined with previous measures, has local officials worried that serious offenders will be back out on county streets. Sheriff Mike Downey took a look back at 2014, a year that saw plenty of violence in Humboldt County.
We've had 2 or 3 officer-involved shootings. We've had our homicide rate is up within the county. We were just talking about that the other day. I think we're up to 16 or so homicides in the county, which I can remember in the past. We usually had somewhere around 9 to 11 in the county, so that's alarming. I mean, those are all trends that we're seeing.
In addition to deputy and officer-involved shootings, violent crimes made plenty of headlines in the past year, and the reduction of those crimes remains the goal of law enforcement.
I think we are in a time when things are a little more volatile, and not just locally. You know, we talked about it earlier, nationwide, you know, things are more volatile than they have been in the past. Why? I don't know if I can put my finger right on why, but there are still struggles within all the facets of our lives every day.
Sheriff Downey is looking ahead to increased funding in the coming year that will allow for the hiring of more deputies and better coverage for underserved areas of the county. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.